The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Minutes of something that's relevant for maybe today, that 15 years ago we had 9/11, and today we have 11/9. So what's relevant? So I want to just in these few minutes say that in Thailand, I'm not sure exactly when it was, but sometime in the last 100 years ago or so, there was a very large plaster Buddha that, larger than life size, sitting in meditation. And they were going to move this plaster Buddha from one place to another, maybe within a temple or to a new temple or something. And so they got a crane to pick it up. And it turned out this plaster Buddha was much heavier than they anticipated. And so as they lifted, it fell. The crane gave out, and it fell down on a corner of it, and the plaster, part of the corner of the plaster, broke. And to everyone's surprise, that there was something underneath the plaster. And that was that there was a gold Buddha, solid gold. I don't know if it was solid all the way through, but it was maybe cast in solid gold. And so they took the plaster off, and in fact it was this beautiful, shiny gold Buddha. It's, extremely valuable of all the gold. And that for a few centuries, no one knew was there. And what had happened, they realized, they kind of somehow reconstructed, is that there was a time some centuries ago when Thailand was being invaded by the Burmese army. And in order to protect their gold Buddha, they camouflaged it by putting plaster all over it and made it look like a plaster Buddha. And plaster Buddhas are not worth that much. And it seems to have worked, that the Burmese army didn't take it away and melt it. But then... the people who put the plaster on apparently didn't pass the knowledge on. And so for a number of centuries, it was just a plaster Buddha. So when we sit and meditate, when we take the meditation posture, part of the function is to let the old crusty plaster fall off. And there's lots of things that can arise, disappointments and discouragements and fears and angers and resentments and all kinds of things that we build up as kind of layers of plaster or crust around us, places we get stuck and hold on. And that one of the functions of sitting down to meditate like this in a meditation posture is to sit with all the crusty stuff that's there and then allow it to fall off. And sometimes it falls off much better when we've been dropped, when we run into something that kind of is hard and difficult and cracks the heart or cracks some of it, and then to sit and sit. Sometimes you sit for a long time, and just to be with what is, so that which is not necessary, that which just builds up, that which kind of gunks up the system, has a chance just to fall off, shed off. And maybe inside of you there's either a golden Buddha sitting and meditating, which works very well, I think, while you're meditating, or it's like a like the skin of a snake that falls off as you get bigger. And maybe when you get up from meditation, you can be a wonderful, strong snake that's bigger and stronger, ready to support and help in this world of ours. So may today be a day of sitting with what is and seeing what can break off that's not needed as you grow. Thank you.